Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet.
It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch, get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in John Lindo in just 1 minute. Santa Anita back up and running after an 11-day break. Santa Anita resumed yesterday. We've got a good weekend of racing, including two Grade 3 stakes races today. The Californian goes as the 7th. The Providencia goes as the 8th race, 1 p.m. first post at Santa Anita. Also a couple stakes races at Keeneland today, the Elkhorn and Ben Ally. Oaklawn Park has the $1.25 million Oaklawn Park handicap. We'll also have coverage from Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, and Golden Gate. John Lindo, good weather from pretty much all over the country today, and a pick six carryover of almost $50,000 at Santa Anita. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, there was one ticket alive yesterday to the favorite Phenom in the last race who got tagged right on the wire. I feel bad for whoever was alive to take home 49,000 and change yesterday in the pick six, but that makes for a horse player holiday for us today. We get a chance at that money today, and I think it's a playable sequence, Bob. We'll have some fun with that. If you like grass racing, one of the benefits of the rainy winter season is we have a pretty fresh turf course at Santa Anita, six grass races today, so it ought to be a lot of fun, and with that pick six, we got some handicapping to do.
John, you know, you watched that last race with mixed emotions. Obviously, if you're anybody but the one ticket, you're hoping for the carryover, but boy, you can sure empathize with a tough beat getting nailed right on the wire after having about a three-length lead in mid-stretch. That's a brutal beat for $49,398.
Oh, that's got to, your heart just must sink, and like you say, you're in front every step of the way but the last one, and that'll go in somebody's bad beat story, because that's a tough way to lose that amount of money. But like I say, for those of us who did not have the live ticket, we get to play today.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned this is called the Hollywood portion of the Santa Anita meet, and we had the 11-day break. The turf course definitely is fresh, and it played very fast yesterday, John, in a couple of those turf sprints, 107s and 107.4 twice we saw yesterday. So my thinking is either that timer was set up a little wrong with the rails at 30 feet, or we have a very, very fast turf course.
Well, we finally got some warm weather out there, and it would not surprise me if that turf course sped up a little bit, but we'll find out today. We get a race down the hill to start the card, the first race, so that'll give us an idea of how quick that hillside will be too, but it's just fun to see the grass racing back, and I love the hillside, so it's a great way to start the day.
John, we're 2 weeks in front of the Kentucky Derby, and a boatload of horses had works today. So why don't you kind of take us through some of the Derby updates, who's in, who's out, who worked today, because there were a whole lot of them.
As far as the updates go, Bob, let's start with the Lexington Stakes last week, and the Keeneland won by Encino. That put him 21st on the list. But the very next day, Sunday, No More Time came out of a workout with an injury, so that he is out, and that put Encino into the race. So that's the current list. Encino is the last horse in. And as far as workouts go, let's start with yesterday, Fierceness, the favorite right now in the Kentucky Derby. The Florida Derby winner worked at Palm Beach Downs in Florida with his stablemate Agate Road, worked five furlongs in a minute, 0.35 seconds. And then he galloped out just a ton in front of his workmate. Another powerful workout for Fierceness, who appears to come out of his Florida Derby win in very good shape for trainer Todd Pletcher. At the Keeneland this morning, Sierra Leone, the Bluegrass Stakes winner, was back on the track working. He worked a half mile with a stablemate named White Palomino. He worked on the inside, went a half mile in 48-4, nice and easy. He went out very strongly all the way down the backstretch at Keeneland. So even though it was a half mile work, he probably got a good 7/8 in there. Obviously, he is dead fit coming out of the Bluegrass, and he seems to be doing very well. For trainer Brad Cox, he had Catching Freedom over at Churchill Downs in a team drill, worked five furlongs in a minute and 4/5, was finishing very well in that team drill, got his head down in front at the wire. Another Brad Cox trainee, Just a Touch, worked solo, showed a really nice way of going. He's doing well. He came home in a half mile in 48-1. And then the Danny Gargan pair of Doorknock and Society Man, both horses pointing to the Derby, they worked together this morning at Churchill a half mile in 48-1. From trainer Bill Mott, Resilience, who got into the race in the Derby, he went an easy half in 50-1/5. And Just FYI, who is pointing for the Kentucky Oaks, also for Bill Mott, went a half mile in 50. I thought another Oaks contender, Into Champagne, worked well this morning at Churchill Downs. She went five furlongs and a minute and 1/5. And the other workout that I saw, Mystic Dan worked in company with a horse named Northern Flame for trainer Kenny McPeak. They went five furlongs, 59-4. Mystic Dan was outworked a little bit in there. I didn't think he was that impressive this morning. As far as the Japanese horse of Forever Young, he is galloping regularly, Bob, and he will work on Tuesday for the trainer Yahiji, and we'll get a good look at Forever Young working for the first time at Churchill Downs. One other note just on timing, they're expecting rain at Churchill Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so we'll keep an eye out on when these other horses will work. They have to be on the grounds at Churchill Downs by 11 a.m. next Saturday, and the entries will be taken next Saturday for the Kentucky Derby, so we'll know next Saturday who is in, who is out, And I would not be surprised maybe if a Todd Pletcher decides to work fierceness one more time in Florida before coming up to Kentucky based on the weather reports. So we'll see how these horsemen handle the upcoming weather conditions.
Yeah, reading some of the trainer quotes yesterday, John, it looks like many guys are going to wait and see what happens with weather next week. So I think normally they would have shipped in and maybe had a final work over the Churchill Downs track, but they may back off that plan. If rain is prevalent next week, they may stay put and then ship in at the last moment to be there 1 week in advance. One horse that's still out, and that's his name is Muth. He's the Arkansas Derby winner, and Zidane Racing had appealed and tried to get a temporary injunction to allow Muth to run in the Derby. Of course, Bob Baffert still has that ban. The appeal was denied, John. The suit was not dismissed by the judge. So Zidane, Amir Zidane, has now appealed it to a three-judge panel. So this saga continues. It's not looking good for Muth, but I guess there's still a long shot chance that these judges could decide that he's in. That would move somebody else out. I have a feeling it's not happening. John, what are your thoughts?
I would find it extremely doubtful if they would make any kind of decision within the next week to be able to get, first of all, Muth would have to be on the grounds at Churchill by 11 a.m. next Saturday. And he would, you know, have to be entered next Saturday. I don't see any kind of window in this short week here where he would be able to get any kind of ruling in his favor, as the Dan Racing I'm talking about, that would allow Muth to do that. So, and at this point, Bob Baffert is not allowed to have stalls at Churchill Downs. So I would consider that highly unlikely. And if that being the case, if he does not not allowed to enter the Kentucky Derby, I would think that Muth would be pointed immediately for the Preakness Stakes.
A couple things, John, from that judgment. The judge who heard the injunction, basically, if I didn't know better, I would think he was the defense attorney employed by Churchill Downs, just reading those quotes. I thought they were a little bit remarkable. He also stated that Churchill Downs, CDI, had precedence over HISA, which is a national authority. I thought that was interesting as well. So this thing continues to play out. I don't think it looks good for Muth getting in. The three-year ban for Baffert now, 1 year too long, in my opinion, and I think the opinion of most of us on this show. We'll see how it plays out, but I don't think it's looking good for Muth. John, let's talk about one other play here that's back in action. That's the Coast to Coast. We took last week off, but those races between Gulfstream and Santa Anita back on tab today, and it starts with Gulfstream Park Race 9.
Right. The sequence today will be Gulfstream Park Race 9, then Santa Anita the fourth race, then Gulfstream Park Races 10 and 11, and the Coast to Coast Pick 5 will end with the sixth race at Santa Anita. So a reminder that Coast to Coast Pick 5 is back in play. We've got the Golden Hour bets back in play with Golden Gate and Santa Anita both racing today, so that's fun. And so, again, we've got a lot of options to find your best way to maximize your opinions today on the races at Santa Anita.
Well, John, we want you to preview the Providencia Stakes, which goes as the eighth today at Santa Anita. Field of eight, you've got a 6-5 favorite in here in Medoro. I'm thinking both stakes races today are going to have pretty heavy favorites, potential pick six singles. How did you see the eighth? Are you going to single Medoro, or are you going to try to get her beat? She's 3-3 and looked very impressive so far for Pete Urton.
Well, I'm going to single Medoro in the pick six sequence. She's number three on the program, race eight, the Providencia. She comes off a nice win in the China Doll, and that's really the first time she ran away from horses. We know she's game because she won her first two races by a head and a neck. She goes a mile and an eighth today for the first time, so she has to prove she can get the distance. The way she finishes, I don't think it's going to be a problem. There's only one speed horse, and that's number four, Lamborghini, for trainer Doug O'Neill. Maybe she gets on an easy lead, but I don't think Moderna will ever have the leaders out of her sights in here. And she's just the most accomplished filly in the field. She's already a two-time stakes winner, basically facing a bunch of maiden winners. So she's got a huge class edge in here. Pete Urton continuing to do well. Antonio Friso has become his go-to guy in the saddle. And, you know, I think she's, 6-5 on the program. She'll probably be 3-5 at post time. Probably not a race that you can bet to win, but in the rolling bets, like you say, as far as the pick six goes, I'm going to shorten up my ticket and single Maduro in the Providencia.
Yeah, I'm with you, John. I just love the way she won last time off the bench. She came away nicely, and I don't think the mile and an eighth will be any problem for her whatsoever. So we're on the same single there. Race eight, the three Maduro will be the odds-on choice in here. We both think she's going to get it done. Well, John, let's talk about the Derby seminars coming up. Let's see, 2 weeks from yesterday, the night before the Kentucky Derby. I know you're going to be at the South Point with John Hardoon and company, so tell us about that.
Right, we go at 6 p.m. on the Friday, the day before the Derby, right after the Kentucky Oaks goes. John Hardoon from our show will be joining me out in Las Vegas with Ralph Sirocco from Race Day Las Vegas. We'll go over the Derby field piece by piece. We'll take a look at some of those other races on the Derby undercard, and wherever somebody has an opinion, we're going to make sure we try and get something out so we can cash some tickets, and then we're going to be up in the Grand Ballroom on that Saturday at the South Point to do the show live, and it's a viewing party up there. So if you're looking for a place to watch, if you can't get out, obviously, to Churchill Downs or to San Andreas, if you're in Las Vegas, one option, head over to the South Point. A great place to watch and wager the races up there. Food prices are very, very reasonable. It is a horse player-friendly atmosphere. So that's over at the South Point. And over in Summerlin on the west side of town, you're in action the same time on Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night, Dwayne Colucci, the race and sports manager, will be joined by Jay Pribman for the first time. He covered 39 live Kentucky Derbies, so it'll be great to have his input as well. We're at the same time, 6 p.m. at the Cascade Lounge at the Rampart the night before, and we'll be going over that entire card as you guys will. Well, John, your selection sheet, the Lindo Report, available with all of our handicappers at todaysracingdigest.com. Also free at the South Point. Two kudos for you, John. First of all, during the winter meet, which is over 3 months, you showed a flat bet profit on your top choices on the Lindo Report. Very, very difficult to do when you're picking every single race. So congratulations on that. You also gave us the winner last week, your radio play, Royal Majesty at Keeneland, paid $8.42. John, let's make it 2 weeks in a row. Where are you going to go for your radio play?
I'll go to San Anita, race number three, a small field at Maidenton here, but there's no speed, and I think number two, Fast Chaz, coming off the turf, is going to make the lead in here. Brett, top and bottom for dirt. If he can make the lead, he could get brave. He's the longest price on the board at 8-1 on the program, and a lot of these horses just don't have any speed, so I think it's a good spot for an upset. San Anita, race number three, horse number two, Fast Chaz, for me. And Bob, you gave us a winner also at Keeneland last Saturday. In the Giants Causeway, you gave out the Roses for Deborah as a single, $5.52. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
I'm going to go to Santa Anita, race number six. These are cowbred maidens going 6 furlongs on the turf. I think it's a wide open field, John. Many contenders in here. I'll spread out in that first leg of the pick five. But for my radio play, I am going to go with number four, Moon Ice, who's a comebacker making his first start for trainer Richard Baltus. Off the layoff, has been away since September. This horse showed some ability in turf races here at Santa Anita with 3 second-place efforts. Looks like he's trained very well at San Luis Rey Downs. The blinkers come off today. It's a race where you can make a case for a lot of them, but I'm going to try in the sixth race, number four, Moon Ice, who's 4-1 on the morning line, ridden by Hector Berrios. John, let's take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com and Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. That's the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio. AM 830.
Fans, we would like to thank you for helping make our classic meet a great success. We are now underway in our Hollywood meet, and it promises to be stellar. The meet will have world-class racing and an incredible lineup of great events. You can see all the great entertainment on tap over at santaanita.com. Our Hollywood meet runs from now until Sunday, June 16th. Opening weekend brings us 4 big stakes, highlighted by the Grade 2 Santa Maria Stakes, tomorrow, April 21st. Great special events are lined up too, like a big day on April 27th filled with entertainment like the Frenchie Bulldog Derby, a Hot Wings trackside event, and a recently added Laughs and Lowriders event that features stand-up comedians, a classic car show, and a family fun zone all in the infield. The top jockeys, the top trainers, great events, and world-class racing are all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice. Voices sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds and cow-sired horses winning Naden special weight races and restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos, Golden Gate, and the Northern California Fairs. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all of the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact the CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, tell us about Cowbred of the Week.
Our Cowbred of the Week is Roberta's Love, who won the $125,000 evening jewel stakes, and that was on April the 6th. Roberta's Love by Collected out of the Broken Valmare West Coast Gal was bred by Richard Barton Enterprises, owned by BG Stables and Royalty Stable, is trained by Hector Palma. She now has two wins from three lifetime starts. That was her first career stakes win. Earnings now over $121,000. And I remind everybody that those cowbred maiden bonuses are in effect. Santa Anita and Del Mar, you get $15,000 if you win a maiden special weight, $10,000 at Los Alamitos, the Northern California Fairs, and Golden Gate.
Well, let's bring in Bob Mazursky. He's the regular handicapper for the Southern California Newspaper Group, as well as here at todaysracingdigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Wanted you to look at one of the two stakes races today at Santa Anita. How about the Californian, Bob? Race number 7. You've got a 4-5 morning line favorite in Judge Miller. He doesn't have a lot of experience, but seems to have a ton of talent based on that allowance win last time where he got the huge buyer number. Another single, Bob, or you're going to try to beat him?
I, like you guys thought about Maduro, I think he's a single as well. He was just so visually impressive when he won. He got a very high buyer that day, 105, and he certainly bred to run this far. I think he's he looks like a future star for Mark Glatt, so I think I would just come right back and single him. I guess if he tried to beat him, Mr. Fitz would be the logical alternative. He's won at a mile and an eighth. But I think Judge Miller, if he runs anywhere close to the way he ran last time, it'll be very tough to beat.
John Lindo, there's a new wager being offered, and I wanted you to ask Bob and get his thoughts on that.
Yeah, Bob Mazursky, the California Horse Racing Board this week approved a wager. I think it's the triple trifecta or the three-on-three. I don't know if it has an official name yet, but it's a $1 minimum, 22% takeout, where you've got to hit three trifectas. And I'm just wondering, you know, first of all, do you think this is something that's going to work? I mean, I was trying to figure out how to play it. And every time I was trying to figure it out, the cost of my ticket's going to be pretty high. So I'm just wondering, how is this going to work as far as when it comes into play here later in the meet?
Yeah, I don't know either. It does seem like it would be a very expensive wager to play with the dollar minimum, and it's not something that appeals to me, but I never have a problem with somebody trying something new. Let's see if it works. It's not something that I'm particularly interested in playing. Like, the Super High Five has been around for a long time, and I've never played the bet once, so I don't think this is something I'm going to dive into. But if they want to try it, give it a shot and see what happens.
Well, Bob, we want you to take a look at the Santa Anita card today. Lots of places to go on this 10-race card. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
I'm going to go to the fifth race and take a horse stretching out for the first time, number two, Soul of Midnight. He got cooked in a very fast pace last time, but he's stretching out for the first time today after being claimed by Gary Studi. I think he could get brave on the front against the field that includes a lot of plotters. So if he can run this far, I think he can go gate to wire. So I'll take number two, Soul of Midnight, in race five.
And Bob's selections, along with all of our handicappers, available at todaysracingdigest.com. Good luck today, Bob, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Good luck to all you, too.
All right, let's get over to Las Vegas now and talk with Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We're doing well. Now, Golden Gate is only a two-day race week now, with a couple exceptions. So Saturdays and Sundays only, except for I think they'll run on Memorial Day and then one more day on that closing week before they shutter the doors there in June. So is this going to help bolster the field size, Bruce?
I hope. I mean, they've been running 3 days, seven races on Friday and sometimes eight races. So they've been running short cards with small fields. So I would assume that you're going to get better, fuller fields. Also, grass racing is back now, and that should also help field size. So I think I don't think this is going to hurt those days. It's a shame it's only 2 days a week, but hopefully the quality and quantity will improve here at the end.
John Lindo, the Golden Hour bets are back. So why don't you take us up north with Bruce and get that first play at Golden Gate?
Yeah, Bruce, I noticed that the turf is back at Golden Gate. That gives us more options up there as well. And with those Golden Hour bets back in play, where did you want to go for a Golden Gate play today?
I'm not going to go for Golden Hour, but let's do the fifth race right in the middle of the card today, nine race card today at Golden Gate. This is an allowance race, non-winners other than. I'll tell you, a horse that's on the improve is the four, Halo Rando. He broke maiden off a seven-month layoff in mid-January and admittedly ran kind of a slow time, but he showed improved speed and he was kind of game that day. I really liked his last race, guys. He ran against a very quick horse by the name of Lord Prancelot. What you don't see in the form is he hopped at the start. He was not away very well. He was chasing in third, but they were sizzling out in front. The winner was, at least. He made a game move to mid-stretch to get to be in second position. He ended up running third. Here's the thought. If he gets out of the gate a little more cleanly, he will be up close to a much slower tempo. Not a whole lot of speed here. He's third off the layoff, usually a horse's best. I think he's going to get a super trip in a race that should unfold at a much slower pace than his last. So in race five, let's go with the four, Halo Rando, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
Bruce, come on down south and give us a play at Santa Anita.
I'll tell you a horse that had an eye-catching win I'm going to go with in the ninth race today, and that's the second, I believe it's the second choice on the program, the eight, Mana Rose. Mana Rose was good on the grass, winning two of its last three starts before March 10th. He returned to the dirt for the first time since his debut in November of 22, and this was a noteworthy performance. He dueled with a runner by the name of Crypto Craze through fractions of 21-3, 43-4. That is a pressured 43-4. How about at the Santa Anita meeting? Only four races went under 44 seconds. So this was one of the fastest half miles run. Not only did he duel, he won off by himself, and he finished in 1:14.3, did the last 16th of the mile in 6th and 1. This was an off-the-page, huge performance. The race has produced a couple of Nextstat winners. Third and fourth place finishers have returned to win. He draws an outside box. He's got speed, but he doesn't have to have the racetrack to himself. I think that maybe the dirt is where he wanted to be all along. So in race 9, go with the bottom horse, the 8, Mano Rose, listed at 3-1 on the morning line.
Bruce, what's available today at betonbruce.com?
Full card analysis, Santa Anita with that pick 6 carryover. Also included, the last 5 races at Keeneland, audio there. Also, we have best bets at Santa Anita, at Golden Gate, 4 races, 3 are in the late pick 3. So if you're into the Golden Hour bets, we have you covered there. So check it out at BetOnBruce.
Thank you, Bruce. We'll talk next week.
Take care, guys.
All right, let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles will be in action. It's the trials to the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity this Sunday night. Great racing action is in store with the juveniles with the 10 fastest times advancing to the kindergarten final on May 12th. Plus, night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick 4s and our $10,000 pick 6 promo. We'll add $10,000 to the pick 6 pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Last Sunday's pick 6 paid over $34,000. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action. From Santa Anita and Oaklawn to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. And remember to reserve a table in the beautiful Vessels Club for Kentucky Derby Day. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. We're all about the horse players. The kindergarten trials this Sunday night. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires 2-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch.
You'll be glad you did.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And, John, before we get a word from DK Horse, I want to get a couple phone numbers out. We mentioned those Derby seminars coming up in a couple weeks. So if you want to get out to the South Point, get a hold of Steve Johnson. Call him at 866-780-7223 and ask him about the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. If you want to get out to the Rampart for a two-night package, give them a call. The room rates are great out there. 702-869-7744 and mention the Kentucky Derby room package. John, how about a word from DK Horse?
Well, I tell you what, Bob, if you can't get out to the track today, you've got a honey-do list going and you're a California resident and want to play the races today, go to the DK Horse app. It's the official affiliate of the DraftKings group. And you can get download the DK Horse app. You get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when you opt in with the code TBLA for Thoroughbred LA. Great way to give that a chance today. Go to the DK Horse app and check it out.
Well, let's go now to John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. And John Hardoon, it looked like good weather from what I could tell in New York, and turf racing is back at Aqueduct. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. Tell us, it's got to be nice to have some turf back in the play there.
Yeah, well, the weather's not so nice. It rained all night. They took the ninth race off the turf. So one of the three turf races will be run on the main track, same distance, 6 furlongs. The other two races remain on the grass. It's actually starting to clear up now. The sun is coming out. So we'll get through the day, but yes, turf racing back, and that's only good news.
John Lindo.
John, I want to, first of all, wish you good luck. I see Instant Coffee, who was purchased by your son Joe, is running in the Oaklawn Handicap today, so best of luck to you guys out there. I know you have sheets for not only Oaklawn, but Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Keeneland. So how about a play from one of the four tracks that you're covering today?
Okay, we're going to thank you, first of all, for the good luck wishes. You've got to beat the Brad Cox horse in there, breaking from the rail. 11 posts, not so easy, but the horse is doing fine. Anyway, that being said, let's look at Oaklawn and look at the 10th race today. It's a stake race. It's for three-year-old fillies, and I like the number 6 horse in here, Under the Palms. This is a three-year-old filly from the Kenny McPeak barn. He's having a terrific meet. This horse graduated and broke her maiden last time out at this track. They are expecting rain later in the day, and if the rain comes, it only helps this horse. She runs well on a wet track. She's listed at 10-1 on the morning line. I like number 6, Under the Palms, to win today's 10th race out at Oaklawn.
And, John, you gave us a cold deck exacta. Last week, Adair Manor, you thought was the likely winner and the odds-on choice there at Oaklawn, but the exacta horse, the partner, Flying Connection, was a huge price, and that was in the Apple Blossom, $30.80. Congratulations, that was a great call in that race. And where do you want to go for your second radio play?
Well, we're going to look at Keeneland and look at their 10th race, and it's 5.5 furlongs on the turf, and I really like the number 11 horse in here, All I Want Is You. This is a four-year-old filly from the Ingecio Carreras barn. Big rider switch today, first time Flavian Pratt. She's listed at 10-1 on the morning line. Draw a line through her last race on synthetic. Her previous three races, including a race at Keeneland, good enough to win here. Number 11, All I Want Is You, 10-1 on the morning line, upsets and wins today's 10th race out at Oaklawn.
Guys, if I could get 10-1 on Flavian Pratt every race, I might just bet blind. I mean, this guy is so good, and you talk about a slight jockey improvement here. John, I love it. All I Want Is You, 10-1, Flavian Pratt. And John Hardoon, I know you're doing your homework for that Derby seminar coming up, so we're going to let you get to it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, guys, stay safe and be well. Thank you.
All right, that was John Hardoon. The Rags and Sheets, of course, go to johnhardoon.com. All of his plays there, three best plays, full card analysis, go to johnhardoon.com. TobyCallett.com, no stranger to our show. What is this, about 25 years now, Toby?
I think it's 27. But, yeah, the over-under is 25, takeover, and we're safe. We'll cash. It'll be safer than 10-1 blindly on Flavian Frost.
It's been a great run. We're not going to end it anytime soon, are we? We're going to keep going, right, Toby?
We're going to go until we're tired of going.
Exactly.
I won't say how long that's going to be, but I'll let the world around us dictate. As far as desire, no, the desire hasn't dwindled, but the outside forces are not making things very comfortable, Bob. But you know that.
You know, Toby, I've thought about this myself, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying this. I love the sport, but I don't have much stomach for the industry anymore. Would that kind of sum up your feelings?
You and I are kindred spirits in that spot. On that note, I heard you asking Bob Mazursky about these new bets, and I know you love the coast-to-coast pick five. But as a horse player for a long time, and I know about being broke, I know about making scores, all points in between. With Southern California struggling to maintain purse season and needing handle, the worst thing in the world to do is to be fragmented, like what Bob said about the super high five. All of these gimmicks, they're taking money out of play, and they're breaking people. We know about the batch betters and what they're doing and swooping in and taking over on these carryover days when all these poor saps have lost their money, making a bad bet, as it was with those rainbows. Now the dollar pick six, that's a good idea. That's sound logic. But all these other bets that are taking away from the opportunity to churn and in the racetrack space earn, they're disappearing. And for me, it doesn't matter. Like Bob said, he doesn't participate. I won't participate in any of these new things. I rarely, if ever, participate in the coast-to-coast. Depends if, the races line up my way. And all these other bets, the turf, all-turf pick three, nobody can get enough handle to make it worthwhile to bet. I don't care if they take out zero. It's just not a big enough pool. So maybe if they thought about the horseplay a little more and their own problems that they're having, it's only going to be a Band-Aid, but at least it's going to stop the bleeding a little bit. Off the top, let's talk about racing.
Yep, you've got some good-sized fields today. It looks like a pretty good card at Gulfstream. So, John Lindo, jump in.
Well, before Toby gives out a play at Gulfstream, they want to remind everybody last week he gave out Queen Karina at 520 in the second. That's nice, but he also took down the dollar exact at 16-1. The trifecta was about 87-1, and the superfecta was 398-1. So he took out all the exotics. Nice pick last week. You've been on a roll ever since, Toby, and let's keep it going today. Who do you like?
I'm going to take you to race two, and again, don't be afraid of the price. I like the five in race two. His name is Battle of Dover. Battle of Dover has been popular at the claim box. He's going now for a second new barn in his many starts, two claims in a row. Small trainer, Steve Budhu, he's okay. He knows how to get to the winner's circle. If you go through the maternal line, you see English Channel on the top, but through the maternal line, there's European milers galore. Sonny Leone takes the call. I love the five Battle of Dover in today's second race to run to his pedigree. Behind him, we're looking at the three, More Than a Handle, the two, Lucky Lucky Luke, and the one, Uncaptured Boy. 5-3-2-1. I'm going to have a whole lot of fun playing today's second at Gulfstream Park.
Battle of Dover, Toby's key, and let's make it 2 weeks in a row where you basically swept the board for us last weekend. Thank you, Toby. TobyCallett.com, what's available?
I'll Gulfstream all the time, except when I go to the synthetic, and we'll search elsewhere for a tidbit.
All right, Toby. Thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, John, before we go to break, how about Ron McAnally winning a race yesterday? 93-year-old Hall of Fame trainer sent out one of those horses from that mare that they own that gets nothing but turf runners. And all the horse did was went off by many and run 107-4. So how about that, John?
93 years old. It's always a good day when Ron McAnally wins a race in Southern California. The horse is named the Giant's Candy for Jose Valenzuela in the saddle. So congratulations to these guys. And like you say, it's always fun to see Ron McAnally win a race and to do it in style yesterday by open lengths.
Yeah, left nothing in doubt there for sure. Let's take our final time out. When we come back, Scott Shapiro, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
All the crows are tiny dancers.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we would like to thank you for helping make our classic meet a great success. We are now underway in our Hollywood meet, and it promises to be stellar. The meet will have world-class racing and an incredible lineup of great events. You can see all the great entertainment on tap over at SantaAnita.com. Our Hollywood meet runs from now until Sunday, June 16th. Opening weekend brings us four big stakes, highlighted by the Grade 2 Santa Maria Stakes tomorrow, April 21st. Great special events are lined up too, like a big day on April 27th filled with entertainment like the Frenchie Bulldog Derby, a Hot Wings trackside event, and a recently added Laughs and Lowriders event that features stand-up comedians, a classic car show, and a family fun zone all in the infield. The top jockeys, the top trainers, great events, and world-class racing are all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And if you can't be live at Santa Anita today, a couple good options. And one of those, John, is the OC Tavern. My good friend Kurt Hoover stopped in there a couple days ago, and he said things are progressing very well and running smoothly at the OC Tavern.
Good to hear. That's at 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente, just off the 5 freeway, just to the east of the 5 freeway. A great spot. It kind of catches you on the way up from where I am in Carlsbad, headed toward L.A., and play some races, have some food. The food service is open. The beverage services are open. Check it out, the OC Tavern, back in action for simulcast wagering.
Another option is the Derby Room at Fairplex, where I like to go. I'll be out there tomorrow. Great food and beverage menu, audio-visual presentation, second to none. Say hi to Brandon and Monica. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Well, let's go now to Scott Shapiro. And Shapper, I saw that you had written up a nice Preakness preview article for ExpressBet.com. I know you've got more stuff in the works, so good to see you back in action, my friend.
Yeah, it feels good to be back. Good to be back with you guys, of course, Iker and John, but also back to doing a little writing. And, we're focusing a little on Preakness, and then it'll be Derby for the next couple of weeks. Really looking forward to that. But, good to be back at it.
Well, wanted you to take a look, first of all, at the Elkhorn at Keeneland. Goes as race 8. I'm terrible at turf marathon races. This one's a mile and a half on the grass, so give me some help in the Elkhorn.
Yeah, not necessarily my cup of tea either, but one thing I can definitely tell you is the race goes through Charles Appleby and Godolphin's number 4, Bold Act, who won in his only start over in the States, and it was actually over this course last year in October in the Grade 3 Sycamore at the same distance. And he won by 3/4 of a length that day, but he was much the best, took a little while to find room and won convincingly. He'll take some beating. You're going to beat him. I would think you probably need to get the jump on him, and that will probably be the case with both number 10, Mystic Cut. Of course, you guys are familiar with that in Southern California, of course, rattling off back-to-back wins over the Santa Anita side. And then Silver Knot, who was last seen at Del Mar in the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby, showing the way under Jamie Spencer and fading a third. He'll draw the outside. There's not a ton of speed in here. Maybe Flavian Pratt will get aggressive from the outside post, but it looks like it's the favorite Bold Act race to win. You're going to go a little deeper, maybe miss the cut and Silver Knot to include.
John Lindo.
Well, Shapper, after all that rain they had at Keeneland last week, the sun's out today. It looks good. Main track fast. Turf course is listed good. Where do you want to go for a radio play at Keeneland?
Yeah, I'm going to go early, John, in the card. Race number 2, it's a maiden special. It's actually one of those restricted auction maiden specials. And number 1, Icewater, is a horse that I saw race a couple of times at Turfway this winter for Robbie Medina, a trainer that does not have real good numbers first out or even second out. He's a lot better second out, but he gives his horses some time. And I thought this horse ran pretty well on debut and took some money despite the poor stats for the trainer. Last time out, took money in just a 4-horse field, but it was a real oddly run race like 4-horse fields often are. Been given some time. Now he'll draw the rail. At Keeneland on the dirt. Hopefully he can get out of the gate well. So we'll go with number 1, Icewater, in his third start, 6-1 on the morning line in race 2 at Keeneland.
Thank you, Shapper. Keep up the good work, and we'll check in next week.
Sounds good, guys. Good luck today.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. Final stop, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good day, Bob.
Well, my friend, we have some big futurity trials tomorrow night, the Robert Adair trials. So tell us about those.
Yeah, that's the kindergarten futurity named for the late, great jockey Robert Adair. And these are the first two-year-old trials, the first two-year-old futurity of the season at Los Alamitos. It's been an interrupted start to the two-year-old season because of rain-affected tracks. We've had several cards cancelled, some gate works that have needed to be shuffled. As a matter of fact, on one of the occasions when we were rained out a few weeks ago, they, instead of racing on the Saturday night, put on a heap of extra trials on the Friday morning before the rain came for two-year-olds who'd been entered for that weekend because of the spacing a few weeks ago leading into the trials for tomorrow night. Kindergarten Futurity. It gave the horsemen a chance to still keep their horses on a program, timing-wise, spacing-wise, and as a result, there's extra gateworks. In fact, there are actually gateworks involving 4 horses, which is highly unusual, and you can visit them and view them for free at losalamitos.com, but There's just not quite as much race experience in these trials tomorrow night as you would normally expect. That said, there's heaps of promising, beautifully bred two-year-olds, and of those we've seen under race conditions, the fastest so far at the meet has been Genesis, trained by Heath Taylor for Bobby Cox. Genesis is a filly favoured in race number 6 tomorrow night. The horse that she beat in a photo in the fastest time under race conditions so far, Set the Edge, is the favourite in race 4, the second trial for the Kindergarten Futurity tomorrow night. There are 8 trials, and of the horses unraced, Jaime Gomez is always worth watching. Bobby's won a record 8 Kindergarten Futurities in the same race that Set the Edge is the favourite, race 4 tomorrow night. He sends out a first-timer named Plain Misty. He seems to suggest that this might be his best kindergarten chance for this year. But look, there are several others, just on breeding alone, who create interest. Golden Ticket is a debutante trained by Eddie Willis in race 5 tomorrow night, a full brother to the 2020 Golden Stake Million Futurity winner, Apolitical Gold. And Zooming On Home goes in race 9 tomorrow night, a full brother, a political rivalry, who took all before him as a two-year-old champion last year. So a lot to look forward to tomorrow night. First two-year-old futurity trials of the season. And again, losalamitos.com has all of the workouts, all of the gate videos for your edification.
John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, Michael, Santa Anita has 10 race cards with a 1 o'clock post today and tomorrow, so I need to know your post times. You have nine races tonight at Los Alamitos, 10 tomorrow night, so I need the post times, and of course, you got to get me out from the day's wagering with a pick tonight.
Sure. Well, first post both nights this weekend is 6:20. My pick last week was scratched. We had no action, so let's... regroup and hopefully at least get out of the starting gate tonight, and we'll do it early, John. Race 1 is a 4.5 furlong maiden claiming event for a thoroughbred 3 and up, and Rainbows on Ice number 5 is 5-2 on Ed Burghardt's Morning Line. You could not have possibly missed this 3-year-old filly's third place finish last time out 2 weeks ago. Terrible trip, awful bother at the start, and even subsequently around the turn had a minor inconvenience. Did really well to get up the third. Adrian Escobedo is on board. He's been just tearing it up in the thoroughbred jockey ranks so far this year. And I think Rainbows on Ice had an excellent chance of breaking through in the first event, number 5.
First race, number 5, Rainbows on Ice. Michael, real quick word on the passing of the sire, Walk Through Fire.
Yes, he died at Burns Ranch down near Temecula at age 27. He sired world champion and champion of champions winners. He's a Dash of Fire and He Looks Hot. Had more than 90 stakes winners. B. Wayne Lucas actually bought him as a yearling back in the late 1990s. And he subsequently transferred to Jaime Gomez out of a sale. Gomez was the person who stood him initially at stud. And he is one of the greats, one of the absolute great quarter horse sires. And sad news with the passing a couple of days ago of Walk Through Fire at age 27.
Thank you, Michael. We will catch up again next week. Appreciate your time. Thank you to Jake Rich. Did a great job inside. Mike Willman's here tomorrow from 8 to 10. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Good luck out at the races today. Cash some tickets. We will talk to you next Saturday.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.